Cab Chat Radio Show.
Where your hearing things, where your hearing things.
The Cab Chat Radio Show is brought to you in association with planinsurance.co.uk/CabChat and drivertax.co.uk.
Good afternoon and welcome to Cab Chat. Normally this part of the show, I would say, we've got a stonking show coming for you. But not this week, because today our trade was dealt a devastating blow in the form of reduction in the age limit for London taxis, i.e. black cabs. Basically, TfL held a consultation as to whether the age limit should be reduced, and they have decided to reduce the age limit down to 12 years by November 2022. Now, this affects every single taxi driver in London. No matter what age your taxi is and how much it's worth, it's going to affect the residual value of your taxi. And a lot of this is based on hearsay as to how they come to their decision. Even in their consultation, most of the responses were against reducing the age limit. Funnily enough, LEVC were totally for reducing the age limit, which is no surprise really. And I'm going to read you out some examples that TfL offered in just a little while. But basically what it means for you, the taxi driver. So in November 2019, the age limit will reduce to 15 years. Now you may say it's already 15 years, but what you can in fact do is license the taxi one day before it's 15 years old to operate it into its 16th year, meaning that that taxi effectively comes off the road just before it is 16 years of age. You're no longer going to be able to do that. Basically, once your vehicle hits 15 years of age, that is it. It's got to come off the road. From November 2020, that will reduce down to 14 years. November 2021, 13 years. And then November 2022, finally 12 years. Now this means that in 2019, 04, 54, 05 and 55 plated taxis are likely to come off the road. In 2020, 06 and 56s. In 2021, 07, 57, 08s and 58s. 2022, we'll see 09s, 59s, 10s and 61s come off the road. 2023, we'll see 11 plate and 61 plate cabs come off the road. 2024, 12 plate and 62 plate. 2025, we'll see 13 plate and 63s. 2026, we'll see 14 plate and 64 plate cabs come off the road. 2027, we'll see 15 plate and 65 plate comes off the road. Funny thing is, 2028, 2029 and 2030, if things stay the same, no taxis will come off the road until 2031, when 16 plate and 66 plate cabs will come off the road, and 2032, 17 plate and 67 plate taxis will come off the road, seeing the last of the diesel vehicles off the streets of London. So what this actually means is vehicles which are due to be 14 years of old at the time when the proposals come in in November 2019, will be able to relicense before that in order to be able to operate for another year. Vehicles which are 13 years of age in November 2019 will reach the reduced age limit of 14 in November 2020. Vehicles which are 12 years of age in November 2019 will turn 14 in 2021, after which they will no longer be able to be relicensed. The age limit will reduce to 13 years in 2021. Vehicles which are 11 years of age in November 2019 will turn 13 in 2021, after which they will no longer be able to be relicensed because the age limit will reduce to 13 years in November 2021. Vehicles which are 10 years of age in November 2019 will turn 13 in 2022, after which they will not be able to be relicensed. The age limit will reduce to 12 years in November 2022. Euro 5 taxis will not be affected by the age limit proposals until 2024, which is when the 12 plates and 62 plates start to come off the road. Everyone's banding about on Twitter that you've lost 3 years off the age limit of your vehicle. Most have lost 4 years, because you've not just lost the 3 years, you've lost the ability to license the taxi just before its 15th birthday, gaining that extra year. So you've effectively lost 4 years of the life of your taxi. To put it into context, that is 25% or one quarter of your taxi's working life gone completely. So if your business plan was based on the 15 year age limit, you have lost 25% of that. This is going to affect the residual values of taxis, especially Euro 3, Euro 4 and Euro 5s, and it's also going to compound the problem that we're already seeing of a shortage of taxis available to buy or rent. TfL also state that there has been 3,700 de-licensing applications. Now, we know that TfL have probably only de-licensed about 1,500 of those so far, 1,500 to 2,000. So we've already seen the number of taxis licensed in London down to just over 19,000. So we can expect that to drop further by a further 1,500, down about 17,500 taxis, plus all those that will be coming off the road due to the decrease in age limit. Now, some of the illustrations that TfL offer, and I'm going to read one out. It says, taxi driver A. A is a 60-year-old, holds a Suburban licence and has a low annual mileage. He owns outright a 14-year-old black cab. His weekly diesel costs are around £100. He plans to retire when he reaches state pension age of 66 years. With a 14-year-old vehicle, if the proposals go forward, taxi driver A will need to relicense before November 2019 in order to keep the taxi running for a further year. After that, it will not be possible to relicense. Driver A will then have three options. Option 1 is a 5-year-old Euro 5 taxi, which would cost around £23,000 to purchase outright at current prices. As Driver A's vehicle is 14 years old, he will be eligible to apply for a de-licensing payment of £1,000. The residual value of his existing vehicle is likely to be low, perhaps £500. A's new Euro 5 taxi could be relicensed until at least A's planned retirement date. Option 2, given his low mileage and expected retirement date, he may not want to purchase a replacement vehicle. Leasing a vehicle could be a good option. An older vehicle at a lower weekly price may be most suitable. Well, that's obviously not leasing, is it? Rental costs currently start at around £125 a week for an older diesel taxi. A leasing arrangement gives increased flexibility. Given the driver's low mileage and limited area of operation, the higher weekly rental for a ZEC taxi may not be appropriate. So they seem to be confused over what renting and leasing is. And If anyone knows of any taxis for rent out there for £125 a week, please let us know, and I'll share with everybody out there, because an older taxi would be £125 a week, but there's not going to be any older taxis available because of the reduction in age limit, so taxi rental costs are going to go up. Option 3 for Driver A will be converting to LPG before November 2019 deadline would cost A around £8,000 to £10,000, but would extend the life of his vehicle to 20 years. He could keep his existing vehicle until his planned retirement date. Driving an LPG taxi could also save 20% on fuel costs. You couldn't make this up. This reduction in age limit, combined with the enhanced licensing scheme that TfL have been operating, is going to see a severe reduction in the number of taxis in London, probably down to around the 15,000 mark, maybe even lower than that. There's not enough new taxis available to buy, and the promised 9,000 electric taxis on the road by 2020. Now, who was it that promised that, you may ask? Well, I'm not going to name any names, but I'll leave you to guess that one for yourself. That's never ever going to be realised. There's never going to be 9,000 electric taxis on the road by 2020. We're already halfway through 2019, and we have around 2,000 electric taxis on the road. So there's no way another 7,000 are going to be licensed by the end of this year. It's not going to happen. TfL are basically forcing the taxi trade into buying electric vehicles. One of the options they offer a driver could do is to leave the trade, retire. They don't seem bothered by that the number of drivers in London would reduce and the number of taxis in London will reduce. Their own impact assessment states that this could impact drivers' mental health and their well-being. Drivers could have to work longer hours to pay for an electric vehicle. They recognise that this could lead to stress, anxiety and mental health issues. But that doesn't seem to bother them. The other thing that taxi drivers on Twitter that I've seen today seem to be having trouble grasping the concept of is that every single LEVC taxi out there has lost a year of its life. As I said earlier, previously you could relicense a taxi one day before it was 15 years of age, which meant it came off the road one day before it was 16 years of age, effectively meaning you used that taxi for 16 years. It was licensed for 16 years. With there being a blanket 15-year age limit, it means you can no longer do that. So, when your taxi reaches the age of 15 years of age, it will come off the road. It will no longer be licensed. So every single taxi has lost a minimum of 1 year off of its life. Everyone out there on the road, except for those that are literally coming off the road as we speak. TfL give a consultation history in their documentation. And it says in 2015, TfL consulted on reducing the taxi age limit to 10 years, 12 years or remaining at 15 years, with a range of incentives to drive the uptake of zero-emission-capable ZEC taxis. Following the consultation, it was decided to retain the 15-year age limit. Instead, the target of 9,000 ZEC taxis was to be in service by the end of 2020, supported by a taxi de-licensing fund, which was approximated to amount to a 45% reduction in taxi NOx emissions from 2013 levels. However, it was stated that in the ultra-low emission zone, further licensing proposals for taxi and private hire vehicles consultation report 2015 that the policy will be revisited if the targets set to enable the necessary changes to the fleet were not on track to be achieved by 2020. A number of changes were made in order to drive the uptake of ZECs, including amended licensing regulations, so that from January 2018 all newly licensed vehicles had to be ZEC. Introduced a delicensing scheme that provided grants towards the purchase of ZECs. For further information on this consultation, see TfL's website. Now, basically what they're saying is because there's not 9,000, as promised, ZEC taxis on the streets, and there's not on target to be 9,000 ZEC taxis on the streets by 2020, this is why they revisited this age limit and reconsulted on it. And the consultation goes against TfL except for in one question that was asked, and that was, do you feel that taxis should play their part in reducing air pollution, in which most respondents responded yes. That was the only question they are basing this whole age reduction on, and also on their stated claim that taxis contribute to 20% of London's NOx emissions, which is hard to believe considering that taxis make up 2% of the total traffic in London. They also say that they believe that taxi NOx emissions will rise to 30%, so it's based also on a belief, not on fact. You've also got to remember in this that we drive vehicles that we've been mandated to drive. Mandated by the same people that are now telling us we can no longer drive these vehicles. That is Transport for London. Transport for London approve and mandate the vehicle we can drive, and now they're telling us we cannot drive them anymore. Also, our earning capability has been decreased, or has decreased, due to the over-licensing of private hire vehicles in London by that same regulatory authority, Transport for London. So it seems as though we're being hit from every single side. And as I said at the beginning of this podcast, this is an absolutely devastating blow for the taxi trade. Those of you that are looking for a second-hand taxi to buy are going to find it increasingly difficult to find one. Those that are looking for taxis to rent are also going to find it increasingly difficult to find a taxi to rent. Those drivers that rent taxis on a part-time basis are no longer going to be able to rent a taxi on a part-time basis. Those proprietors that have got taxis available for rent are going to want to have those taxis out on the full flat, meaning even if you only want to use it part-time, you're going to have to pay the full week's rent on that vehicle just to ensure that you've got a vehicle to drive. This is going to be a sorry state that the taxi trade's in, and one that I'm not sure whether the taxi trade can recover from. I think we're going to lose a hell of a lot of drivers from within the trade. We're already seeing we're losing a hell of a lot of vehicles. I'm not saying that LEVC's vehicle is a bad one, because I've driven it and I very much like it. It just didn't add up for me. It does for those that work full time, but not for everybody. And for those that cannot have charge points installed at home, the problem of charging will become a real one, especially as the number of electric taxis on the streets of London increases. And if TfL do not provide the infrastructure for these electric taxis, then charge anxiety could become a real problem, and also add to the stress, well-being, and maybe cause mental health problems within drivers, as well as all the other issues that are going on within our trade. Personally, I'm really surprised that TfL took this decision. It's not one that I thought they would do. I thought they may compromise and do something. We knew that they was not going to retain the 15-year age limit, but maybe a compromise somewhere would have been a good measure or an interim measure. But this is just such a draconian measure and targeting the taxi trade when we know that diesel buses will be on the streets of London until around 2037. So I don't know where we go from here and how we recover from this. And sorry to be the bearer of bad news, and it sounds doom and gloom, but we will return to our normal programming in the next show, which will be out over the weekend. Thanks so much for listening. See you in the next show.
Cab Chat Radio Show is brought to you in association with Plan Insurance, who you can call on 0800 542 2869 or find them on the web at planinsurance.co.uk/cabchat. And Driver Tax, who you can call on 0208 529 2600. You can also find them on the web at drivertax.co.uk.
Where you're hearing things.